I did a download earlier.
Was it a big update?
Yeah.
And welcome everybody to Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash.
Balderdash.
With pizzazz. Now do it with jazz hands.
Balderdash.
You're gay. All right. Just moving right along. You know how right I know along. You're
gay? Because you like Made in Manhattan.
I do not. Who told
I
you
didn't
that?
Make that up.
That was a damn lie.
What movie is that? That's in 40 Year Old Virgin.
Oh,
that's
is it?
Paul Rudd. No. Paul Rudd line. Okay. It's pretty funny.
Do a little Fosse, Fosse, Fosse.
Yeah. You know how I know you're gay? Because you like to have sex with men.
That's how it happens. How you doing? Yep.
That's how they get you. Doing all right.
That's how they get you. Watch out for the gays. That's how they get you.
Turn the freaking frogs gay.
Yeah, he was right about that, which was funny.
Still, like,
the chemical in the water was turning them gay.
I don't know. That's just ridiculous.
That's pretty funny. He's funny.
I'm good. Just busy. Like, I'm glad to be doing this instead of what I've been doing all day, which is work.
Yeah. Stupid work.
Yeah, work.
Work.
At least I'm good at it, and they love me, and I don't know if any of this is true.
Yeah. I wish work was the stuff I want to do and not the stuff they want to do. That's what I wish.
I don't mind some of it. You know what? Sometimes we have pizza at work, and I like that part of work.
Yeah, we had pizza today, but I don't eat it, so.
You should.
I'm trying like to watch my slim I know, but you can Fiore.
You do like diet confusion, or, you know, your body confusion. It's like, ooh, carbs, and it like jumps it up, and then you don't have them, and then it's like, well, fuck off.
No, I don't know if that's how that works. It's I've been doing that West. For the last 20 years, and it hasn't worked yet. But maybe this one time it will.
You look pretty good to me from a distance.
Thanks. Yeah, from long distance
in the basement. How yeah. How are you? Besides not having pizza when you thought it was going to be,
I'm fine. Yeah, everything's well here. I want to shoot my youngest kid. He's I just want to shoot him. And
being a poop.
Oh, dude. like. He's got such bad habits with sleep and stuff that, you know, I got him up in the morning like a couple of days ago to go to work, and he got up and I could hear him go into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then he just went back to bed and called
instead
in
instead of going to work
and called in, and he hasn't even worked there for a month. And this is the second time he's done it in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that is a bad habit.
And I'm like, dude, you're going to lose a very good job. And then, of course, when I tell him that, does he want to hear that?
Nope.
No, I'm an idiot. I'm an absolute idiot. I have no idea.
I do have an idea because I've done the same thing.
Yeah. So, but he don't want to hear it.
I didn't lose my job.
But I kind of gave him an ultimatum. I said, if you lose this job, you're out of this house. And you're not going to go to your family's, any of your family's home, because you shouldn't be a burden there either. Go figure it out. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah. See how motivated you are when you can't pay your rent or eat.
Yeah. Or be anywhere. So, yeah, so it's just frustrating. You know, I mean, I know he's got to figure it out and stuff, but I'm tired of it. And then the thing that's the reason why it bothers me so much is because he cycles this way. He'll get a job and then he'll lose the job, or he'll quit the job, or he won't show up to the job. And then he'll be like, oh, and then he'll just sit at home for 3 or 4 months doing jack, you know, and I have to turn off things, and I have to, you know, shut down internet and turn off his phone, and I have to basically make it where he's like, well, I don't want to live like this, so I guess I'll go get a job. And I shouldn't have to do that. And the funny thing is that he talks such a big game about people like that, and then he becomes one, and anybody doesn't see it. I'm like, oh, dude. So it aggravates me because I feel like I'm being taken advantage of, and I don't want to take
I know the feeling.
So.
Part of the reason Tate's out of the house now is because Helen was tired of being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Really was like, if you're not going to do your part, which is a very low bar, then you're not going to live here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's low bar.
Yeah. You want to, like clean up after yourself and go to work.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yep.
Don't make other people's lives harder.
Yep. Yeah. But he just doesn't want to hear it from you. So, which leads me to wanting a beer.
Yes. Let's have a beer. All right. Today we have a treat, an imported treat. We're going to be drinking an imported treat.
Leffe.
Leffe. I don't know if it's just Leffe or Leffe. It's not Spanish. It's Belgian, so.
Have we had Leffe? It before?
It could be. Not this one. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, I've had it before.
Like, have not in the early days? No, I don't think I've had it before.
It doesn't. I mean, nobody listened then anyway, so they wouldn't even know.
Hey, when I'm in Florida, should I do Should I play episodes that we have not released, like episode one and two?
Sure. Just garbage.
Just garbage.
All garbage.
Well, and then I'll come back from Florida and we'll have no listeners.
They'll be like, oh, you guys have improved, but you have a long way to go. Yeah, some of those first episodes were real stinkers, especially the ones where we pre-funked and then got drunk.
Yeah. I mean, I was lying when we got to near the end. Yeah,
we got very close to just having a drunk guys podcast. I mean, we're not that far off. But
I feel like Tim liked him.
Yeah, but Tim's, he's too nice to say any differently.
I think he said he liked those ones because you never knew where it was going to go.
Anyway, so we're drinking a beer. this is Leffe Blonde. This is a product of Belgium. This is a 6.6% beer. It's a Belgian ale or an Abbey ale. I tried to look up their website to get more details, and their website is down, unfortunately. But this is a pretty widely distributed beer. The label doesn't give you a whole lot of details. It just says subtle notes of vanilla and cloves. But Belgian style beers tend to have a lot of like sort of spice notes, not spice like heat, but like a lot of interesting flavors.
Yep.
And most of those flavor, actually, yeah, the majority of those flavors don't come from adding spice. It comes from the yeast that they use. It adds these like spicy notes to it. So most of those odd flavors are not added by the brewer other than using a yeast that creates them on purpose.
Oh, so this will bloat me.
No, it's just a flavor. It's not like there's more yeast in it than another beer. It's just when the yeast is fermenting the sugar, it creates flavor. Just like in every beer, it creates flavors. Gotcha. Just some yeast create different flavors like banana or pepper or vanilla or whatever those flavors are. But it's usually the yeast that does it. Anyway, so mine is poured. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. I poured it in a glass. It's a beautiful crystal, clear, sort of a straw yellow color and a nice fluffy white head. This is like a classic beer. It's been made forever.
Yeah.
I don't know how far it's forever, but it's been made for a very long time.
Since 1240.
Yeah. I love Belgian style beers. Anyway, what did Belgians say?
Prost? Do they do Prost?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Prost. I like beers like this. I love Belgian style. Oh, you blew a pop. You popped the top.
I did the thing.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I'm not going to lick it like a phallus. So.
Like an animal. Yeah. Like this?
I'm not going to do that, but enjoy.
So did you get a taste at all?
No, I did before it foamed up on me. That was delicious.
Let's see. One of these reviews from a very popular beer reviewer. Almost transparent gold with two thick fingers of creamy head. Slowly fades, blah, blah, blah. Smells of rich fruit, wheat, coriander, and hints of banana, along with traditional yeastiness you get from a Belgian beer. Oof. So sweet. Heavy effervescence. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I love Belgian beers, and I think it would be fun to do a series of... No, we didn't do Leffe. We did I think we did San Bernardus.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is a Belgian Trappist beer. Yeah. And I think we should do more of those. I mean, I guess it's up to me, so I'll make it happen. But I love the Belgian beers.
Nice. Yeah, this is good.
It's fairly easy to drink for a 6.5% beer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's really getting you. It's got a lot of, it's got a lot of it's heavily carbonated.
Yeah.
So pouring it into a glass is probably a good idea for those of you who get the bottles.
Plus you get some real cool sound effects out of my mouth. So right from my gut. Enjoy that.
Plethora of words and almost 1,000 years of brewing experience behind the Leffe Brewing. Oh, here we go. Lef. Yes, it's pronounced Lef, like L-E-F, Lef. It's a beer brand owned by InBev. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
They no own everything, more. Though. They do. They really do. They can't make good beers themselves, so they just buy beers that are good.
Ooh, we just lost that
damn.
Sponsor.
Just lost yeah. sponsor. They never, whatever. We're just still drinking. This is not the first time.
What? They'll never, whatever.
They'll never, whatever. There are several beers in the range, blah, blah, blah. Abbey Bears is an Abbey beer. It was the Abbey of Lef was founded in 1152. In Belgium. So the interesting thing about the abbeys and like monasteries where monks would live is they're pretty well known for like the Trappist monasteries. They make beer, but they don't just like make it willy nilly and it's like their main business. It was always part of a plan to like do repairs. Like if they needed to raise money for something, they would make beer and sell it, but it wasn't like a constant thing necessarily. They did drink a lot of it. But it usually had to be tied to some project if they were going to sell it or some charitable donation.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. Most of these, that's what they did. They're like, oh, we need a new wing for the Pope. Let's sell some beer. Something like that. I'm sure the discussion had more accent to it.
More accent? Let's make the beer for the Pope.
You're in the wrong country. Belgians don't talk like the Italians from New Jersey.
I was thinking Rome. I don't know why.
You gotta go Belgian. I don't know how Belgians talk. It's probably a lot like Germans.
I'm sure it's a lot like Germans.
Yeah, it's good. Ein Bier.
That was not bad. That was pretty good.
Ein Bier. Ein Bier.
I only know one person who will find that offensive, and he might not be that offended. Ooh.
Well, he won't be offended. He's too nice to get offended.
That's true.
My geography teacher in ninth grade, he was stationed in Germany. He was in the military. Yeah. He was a sniper, but he didn't like to talk about it. So I know he was in some shit. He didn't like that we kept asking. He would never tell us stories that had anything to do with him sniping people.
Yeah.
But he told us that, I don't know if this is actually true, so maybe Max could confirm, but he told us that the way that you would order a beer, the way he was taught to order a beer there was to say ein Bier, oder ich falum, which means give me beer, or I will fall down.
Okay. I'm sure that's probably right.
Yeah. It sounds like something a German would say.
Yes, it does. They have funny sayings for sure.
They do. Anyway, so yeah. Good times.
Yeah. It was delicious. Everyone go buy a bottle, even though it's made from InBev.
InBev. Yeah. It's yummy. So
it is yummy.
This won't be the last time I drink it.
Yeah. Well, for our bourbon tonight, we're going to drink a special release Walcott Authentic Kentucky Made Bourbon. Now, this is a Spirits Direct, so Total Wine and More special. $30 a bottle for 750 milliliter. But it is owned by Sazerac Buffalo Trace, and it's distilled by Barton, 1792 Distillery. So it actually has a pretty good pedigree. 51% corn and rye and malted barley make up the rest of the mash bill. It is 90 proof. I have not had this yet.
Let's go. 90 proof is a good spot.
This is a series 74. That's what it says on the bottle. I like Sazerac rye. So I don't think I'm going to be too disappointed by this. I like Buffalo Trace whiskey or bourbon because it's just a great all-around bourbon. Yep. Exactly what you want.
That one. Yep. Easy drinking and delicious.
Yep, absolutely. So
except it used to be cheap. And now it's not.
That's Joe Rogan's fault.
Yeah, thanks Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Fucking dick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm swearing a lot. I'm swearing a lot this time. I need to stop. Stop it, John.
Must be in a good mood.
You're out of control.
Are you ready? Let's yes. Cheers this and
I did that on purpose. Let me try that again.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Better? Don't break your glass.
That's a heavy duty glass. Got it free.
So it is 51% corn, but it is considered a high rye with malted barley. Mm. It's got all the wonderful bourbon smell, whiskey smell to it. I do get the rye in it with the.
It's a little hot minty. On the nose.
Yeah,
like there's a lot. Like it's very effervescent. Yeah.
90 proof.
All right. Here, bottoms up.
Bottoms up. I'll be honest. It tastes like bottom shelf.
Yeah, kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Like herbally, but not like in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be.
It's not bad, but I just like there's a weird flavor in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is one that if you really liked rye, that rye bite, but you also liked it to be mixed with something, this is what you would get.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. There's something odd about it. I wouldn't say bottom shelf. It's not quite that bad.
It tastes like well whiskey, kind of well whiskey to me. Like this would be great in a mixed drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the price, I mean, like, it's fine. I mean, you know,
it makes sense. What I mean. Like this isn't like the bum rum in a handle.
No.
Like the house whiskey.
Yeah.
It's relatively inexpensive. You make your cocktails with it unless somebody specifies they want Buffalo Trace or something else. So, yeah, I bet this actually make a pretty good Manhattan.
Yeah, I think so too. Actually, especially if you don't like it too rye, much rye in your Manhattan. Is rye in Manhattan, or is that old fashioned? Am I thinking of?
I think that's some old fashioned. Well, an old fashioned too. Actually, an old fashioned would be good in this too. But yeah, if you don't want that like super heavy rye bite, this is like on the bottom end of that scale.
Yeah,
still has it, but it's mellow. So has its place.
It does. Well, they all do. I mean, really. Someone probably really likes this.
Yeah. Has its place in my mouth. We skipped beer trivia.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. Why didn't you warn me? I'm off my game. I'm off my game today.
You got so excited. You're like, I need a drink.
I do. I really do. And it's time again for John Harrison's Take it away, John.
Yay. Wes Olson, come on down.
Yeah.
Woo! You're the next contestant on... You're not going to win anything. I'm just going to jump right in because the top question on this one...
I have that. Why do I always do it with my mouth? There we go. Beautiful.
I think I liked it better with your mouth hole. That was
good. Gross.
What's wrong with the mouth? It's your mouth hole.
Mouth hole.
So I'm just going to jump into this one because I like this question related to this beer from a brewery that's been around a while. And the history of Belgian beers is pretty fantastic. So
go for it.
Anyone that wants to read into it, I recommend you do. Question from Pub Crawl Trivia. Where is the oldest active brewery in the world? Switzerland, Germany, Ireland, or Japan?
Ooh. Switzerland.
No.
Ooh.
Germany. Situated
okay,
in a
small
town.
Okay, I was going to say Germany, but I thought that was too obvious.
Seems too obvious.
Yeah, so that's why I went...
I like that they threw Japan in there because Japan has such a long history. I could see how people would pick that too. And like, oh, that's like an oddball one. You don't think of beer.
Yeah.
So it's probably that. So that's I think it's a clever question.
No, they tricked me and I hate them.
Germany. Yeah, they were looking. They said, how do we trick Wes?
I hate this will do it. Yes.
No, he hates us. Situated in a small town just north of Munich. Oh, just for the record, this is coming from a game called Beer.
Beer.
Beer Smart. Tap your knowledge. An intoxicating questions and answer game that makes soaking in wonderful world of beer easy and fun.
There you go.
I know. I moved my mouth away. Sorry. Whatever. I don't care. Situated in a small town just north of Munich, Germany, the Weinhinsteffen Brewery was originally a Benedictine monastery founded in 700 CE. But beer wasn't made there until 1040 when a guy named Abbot Arnold acquired the brewing rights and license from a nearby monastery.
God bless you,
In spite of experiencing 4 fires, 3 plagues, and a major earthquake, Weinhinsteffen has been brewing beer continually for nearly 1,000 years.
Oh, nice.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty
sweet. There you have it. There's your tidbit for today.
There you go, kids.
Yes.
Tell your mom you learned something today. That's right. Well, that's good. It's a good one.
Yeah. I like that. I do have a quick shout out.
Oh yeah, shout it out.
So our last episode, we drank Nudie's Fun Time beer.
Yeah.
Nudie's Honky Tonk. And well, Honky Tonk's Fun Time. It's the same
thing. I mean, yeah.
And so I gave cans for one for Trina and one for Tim. And Trina didn't get to drink along because it somehow got drank. But Tim
somehow
in a bit of a twist for a normal day, like usually he says he listens to it like during the day or like at random times in the afternoon. It's like, it's not normally at this time, but this time he happened to put it on during dinner while he was prepping for dinner with his wife, Amy. And he heard they were doing Nudie's. He had to run and get it. He sent me a picture of it. And he said, started listening to this week's episode while cooking dinner and heard you start talking about Nudie's Honky Tonk West Coast IPA. Had to run and grab mine and pour so I could join. Amy and I enjoyed this. We're not typically IPA drinkers, but found this quite pleasant.
Nice.
Tasted tropical fruit flavors and even some of the syrupy mouthfeel. Pineapple, exclamation point. It was not overly hopped or hoppy and paired well with our warm bacon, spinach salad, and T-bone steak. Thanks. Ooh,
thanks.
So
Tim,
shout out to Tim for tasting along. Appreciate that.
Yep.
I'll try to do more of that. I think that's really fun. Sorry I didn't give you the heads up like I said it would.
No, it's okay.
I need a producer.
Yeah. You are, well, yeah. Okay. Tim, donate. Thanks for the content, Tim. Donate.
If it wasn't so expensive and difficult to ship beer, I think it'd be really fun to have a beer club that we could, like...
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
...source the beers and send out, like, 6 weeks at a time.
Still waiting for our friend Mikey Riley to send us over beers from across the Atlantic, but...
I think he was just trying to get free publicity from our
listeners. You think so? I don't think so. He sounded, like, pretty legit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I made that up. Sorry, Mikey.
Yeah. How dare you? Worse. Balderdash. Do it. Boost. Now.
Nantucket.
Kind of something like that, I guess. Our Balderdash word today is...
Fiance.
Fiance.
Finance?
Nope.
I don't know what finance is.
Fiance. F-I-A-N-T-S. Fiance.
Fiance.
I'm surprised you don't know this one.
Why would I know this word?
If you heard it in the UK, maybe.
Fiance.
I don't know. I don't live in
fiance.
The UK.
It's fiance in the UK version.
Fiance. Fiance.
But it's fiance in the American word. What do you think? Take a guess. You'll never get it. I thought you'd get it. I'm not so sure anymore.
Can you use it in a sentence?
They knew they were on the right trail because of the fiance they found. I probably gave away too much.
Is it? Well, no. Is it slang for poop?
Yes, it is. Good job. You did it. That was great. Good job.
Is that right?
Yeah. In hunting, the dung of a boar or a wolf or a fox or a badger.
Oh, well, it's a very specific kind of poop.
Fiance, I guess so, but
That's
you
what
did good.
I mean,
you did good. That was good. You're supposed to get them every now and then.
I know. Well, so I went down. It felt like the only thing that I've ever like tracked is animals, and their tracks are less useful than their poop.
Yeah,
because you can really tell how soon it's been since they've been there. So that's why I went with the poop instead of the prints. I almost said the prints, but
the prints.
That was lucky guess. Honestly, it really was.
You did.
I mean, the hint, you kind of gave it away.
Yeah, I know. I could have come up with something better.
I did just know that. That's all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I don't need to feel smart anyway.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that about you.
Hey, I was watching, I heard about from, I think it was like on MSN or something like that, when you open up the Edge or whatever it's called, browser at work. And it has like all these little snippets and stories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, you know, Jimmy Kimmel sent a reporter out to a mega thing and like rally or whatever, and asked them if they could pass the citizenship test.
Oh, yeah.
And he's done this before with where he'll say something and he'll say like this, George Bush said this and was really Obama, and just to track people. This is when he was less biased. I think he suffers from Trump derangement syndrome because he just loves this dude. And he keeps saying Trump loves me because I give him, because he gives me all this attention. But the opposite's true as well. It's pretty funny when I watched his opening monologue. It was pretty good. So I thought it'd be interesting for us to go through a couple of these and see if we could get it.
All right.
I mean, I thought
I'm on board. Yeah.
Cause honestly, as I've kind of scanned through these, like, I don't know if it's, maybe I'm bad at tests, but like I could think of it and I'd think, well, no, that's probably not it, because it's been so long since I've taken any kind of civics class or anything like that, where you would have to understand this. So this is the civics part of the test. There's other parts of the test, and this is just the civics part. No, I think you'll get it. You're smart. You're actually very smart.
But that doesn't mean I know things. There's a difference.
That's true. What is the supreme law of the land?
The Constitution.
Oh, you're so good. You're so good.
What color is George Washington's white one?
Okay, so you'd be surprised. But of course, on that Jimmy Kimmel segment, he's picking the dumbest people. It was like, you know, 21-year-old boys with, you know, they've been drinking all day. It's pretty funny.
And you know, they film a ton of them, and some people actually know the answers. They don't just like say, we'll get six people, and whatever they say, that's it. Yeah. They're looking for good answers.
Well, they're looking for dummy. Yeah. It's like when the news always tries to find like the worst person to interview about a crime or something like that.
Yeah. Do you remember that? So the men's room that was on 99.9, it still is. It's been syndicated.
Yeah.
They do a segment called Big Dummy, and like you keep answering questions if you don't get them right. And it's like as soon as you answer right, you're done.
Yeah.
But if you answer them wrong, it's like, how many questions do you not get right? I think the record is like 18.
Oh my gosh.
It's gone through commercial breaks, and it's pretty funny. Sometimes you can tell the person's like intentionally just wants to stay on the radio.
Yeah.
But other times there's this person is
makes a good radio. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
That is called that's not the Declaration of Independence, is it?
No,
it's God. What is it called? I know this.
Yeah,
I'm listening to an audiobook that's called American History for Skeptics, or Skeptics Guide to American History, and they talked about this today. But I should know this.
Oh,
it's the Bill of Rights.
Yes, very good. Good job, man. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
A wrong. Oh, two rights don't make a wrong.
Good Lord.
That's really terrible.
There's actually three that they come up with, but you only have to name two.
Right to bear arms.
No. The Declaration of Independence.
Oh, the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yep. That's good.
It started out as a pursuit of property, but they wanted to make it more inclusive, so they got rid of that because people who didn't own land weren't allowed to vote before that, and they wanted to make sure that those people, who was a substantial portion of the population fighting for their independence, were engaged. But they did include black people and women.
Yep. This gets thrown around a lot. What is the rule of law?
The rule of law?
Yeah.
The U.S. Code.
Specifically, what is the rule of law?
I don't know.
Everyone must follow the law. Leaders, it's any one of these answers. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. No one is above the law.
Well, that would be the one. No one is above the law.
Yeah. Who's in charge of the executive branch?
The president.
Hey.
Of the United States. POTUS.
POTUS. I hate that. POTUS.
Actually, it's the deep state.
Yep. Actually,
puppet masters.
Actually, it is. I know you're kidding. But only sort I'm of. Not. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
Vice president.
Yeah. Who after that?
Speaker of the House.
Yep. Who vetoes bills?
The president.
Yep. Who does a U.S. senator represent?
Or the government. A state.
Yep. When's the last day you can send in your federal income tax forms?
April 14th?
15th, but that means 15th? That you're on your head. You're ahead, buddy. It's funny, like, yeah. If you want to become a citizen, you better know when to turn in your taxes.
That's right. That's funny that's a question on there. Like, who was our first president and what's our constitution about? And also, when are you going to give us your money?
Yep.
Don't miss that.
It's like the meme. Like, hey, it's tax time. You got to send us your money. Well, how much do I owe you? Guess.
Yeah.
$1,400. Jail.
I hate taxes. You know what? Yeah. I hate that. Like, you know, they know how much I owe. Why don't they just like tell me?
Yeah, but you got to know how much you know. I thought about that question, and they want you to do the work because they want you to know and to go through how much you've made.
Which is pretty funny because it's like, if I send it in and I'm wrong, they're going to tell me I'm wrong and I'm going to get audited.
Yep. Not funny.
They tried to tell me I owed them like $12,000 on taxes that I had already paid.
Yeah.
From some Amazon stock stuff.
Oh yeah.
And we sent in, like, Helen and I put together this thick ass envelope of all the documents, lots of details. And a month later we got a message back that says, thanks for all the details. We're still going through it. We're not sure how to respond. But I think they do these things where they're like
doing it.
Yeah, I think in some of these cases they're like, I don't know, send them an audit, and then they just hope people don't pay it, because people, like, so it's like there's a level, like, I make pretty decent money, and Helen and I together we're doing all right, and there's like this spot in the middle where it's like they know I have the money to pay the bill if I choose not to fight it.
Yeah,
so like I'm the target. Because a lot of people in my position would just be like, oh, fuck, I fucked up. Here's your check.
Yeah.
But like, if you're a super wealthy person, you're going to fight it.
Yeah.
You're going to your accountant's going to fight it. And if you're broke, you don't have any money anyway. So there's no reason to go after you. That's why they audit people in the middle class.
That's right. That's right. Because they know you'll just give them the money.
Yeah. Because they can't really afford it, but they could afford to pay it and not necessarily die.
Wow. Almost sounds like it's mob run.
It is mob run. It's a bunch of bullshit.
What DNC. Is, there's two answers to this that you could be right. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
One responsibility, voting.
Yep. Or serve on a jury was the other answer.
Have you done jury duty?
Never.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that on air, because then.
I want to. I did get a summons, but it like came in the mail after I moved here.
Yeah.
And then I got back and I got it and it was too late, but I never heard anything back from it.
This one you could, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you just went into jury duty though, you could just be like, sorry, racist. I don't know. I don't know.
Like them. Fill in the blank.
Yes. How to get out of jury.
Yeah.
Don't wear pants.
Yeah. Don't wear pants. Come in, smell like crap. Just automatically crap your pants as soon as you walk in, and then sit down in it and just let the warmth envelope you. Other people be like, this guy's got to go.
That seems like a terrible strategy. I'd rather just like pretend to be racist.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This one you might not
actually
know.
Just show up in a shirt that just says like Nader 2004.
Nader. Ross Perot 1994.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might not get this one. Citizen. This one seems kind of specific to someone wanting to become a citizen. But what is one promise you make when you become a U.S. citizen? You make a promise, not, by the way.
Lie to people. You make a promise.
Yeah.
To do my duty to God and my country. Oh, that's the Boy Scout promise. What's one promise you, to not break the law, to pay your taxes? Wait, no, hold on. I don't know.
No.
One promise to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah. Defend the Constitution, laws of the United States.
Defend the Constitution, yeah.
Yep. Obey the laws of the United States. So you were right
obey
already.
Obey the laws.
Serve in the U.S. military if needed.
To do my duty to God and my country.
No. Serve the nation. Be loyal to the United States and give up loyalty to other countries.
Yeah. That goes way back. That's like deep. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't want people coming here and like becoming citizens and then be against your country. So I get it. But like, you're spouting an oath. This is what bugs me about a lot of this stuff is it's like an honest person will say, I won't do that because they're honest. A dishonest person, they'll say they will, and they could still be dishonest and break all those laws.
Yeah.
Yep. So like somebody like puts their hand on a Bible and raises their hand and they don't believe in the Bible. Like what's that going to do?
Yep. I agree. This one is American history. Colonial period and independence. There were 13 original states. Name three.
Delaware, Virginia, and Rhode Island.
Yep. Can you name any more?
Massachusetts.
Yep. Massachusetts.
So I said Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. I don't think Maine was it. Vermont, New Hampshire.
Yep.
How many is that? New York. Ohio is out there. So it's Virginia and West Virginia.
No, it was West just Virginia. West
later.
Yeah.
Just Virginia.
Yep.
And the Carolinas.
Yep. Maryland, Connecticut.
Maryland.
New Jersey.
Connecticut. Oh, Connecticut. That's like right down the road. That's 30 minutes from my house.
You did good though. You would have passed, so you're good.
Oh, good. Well, I live here now. I hope so. Man, they are so like it's funny. So it was just St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal here.
I'm sure.
It's a really big deal.
Yeah.
People are like, what'd you do for St. Patrick's Day? What'd you do?
Irish. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And then I was blown away because like people know that. Do you know what the date of St. Patrick's Day is?
March 17th.
Yeah. Same date. Most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know that. I just was like, I don't know, sometime in March. And in the Northwest, people are like, I don't know, whatever the day is that I go drinking, it's more green.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yep. Here, they're like, it's March 17th. It's a big deal. It's basically a national holiday.
Yeah, that's cool.
And parades and yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah. It's
with my new camera.
Nutty. Yeah. Oh, you would have seen so much vomiting.
Oh, I love vomiting.
I know you do.
When was the Constitution written, John?
1775.
No.
Ratified in 1776.
No. That was a Declaration of Independence. 1787.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 1787.
Yep. Oh,
fail.
Who is the father of our country, quote unquote?
George Washington.
Yep. this is about the 1800s.
Oh. Did you know that we wouldn't have gained independence without the French? And there were wars that involved just French and British soldiers in the U.S.
Yeah, I watched and John Adams.
Yeah, and not because the French liked us. They hated England.
Yeah.
And they're like, anything to fuck those guys over.
Yes.
They actually didn't want independence at all. They were against democracy or republics. They wanted monarchies. But they hated the English so much that they were willing to fight for our freedom.
They're quite hedonistic, too, then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they sent a bunch of money and a bunch of people over, weapons, and, you know.
Yeah.
George Washington, until the French showed up, George Washington was getting his ass kicked.
Yep. Yeah, he was. I mean, they really fought for this place.
Mm-hmm.
What territory did the U.S. buy from France in 1803?
Louisiana.
Yeah.
So Louisiana Purchase.
Yep. Name one war fought by the U.S. in the 1800s.
The Civil War.
Yep. Also, you could have said
War of 1812.
Yep. And
the Spanish American War.
Yep. And
what would be that? There's another one. Not Vietnam.
Not for another 170 years.
I don't know. What's the last one?
Mexican American War.
Oh, Mexican American War. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm crushing it, Wes.
Yeah. Actually, you are. You're doing really good. Who was president during World War I?
Woodrow Wilson?
Yep.
Yeah. God, that was a guess.
Yeah, we're in the 1900s right now, by the way. I should have said that.
Oh, it's I got that by the World War One.
Yep. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Hoover?
Nope. Franklin Roosevelt.
Oh, Roosevelt. That's right. Mm-hmm. Roosevelt. The New Deal.
Yep. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States?
Atomic annihilation.
Close. Or another kind of annihilation.
Anal annihilation?
Yep. Communism, which is anal annihilation.
Communism. Communism.
This is interesting right here. There's questions about Martin Luther King Jr. and civil rights and stuff, which is great. They need to have that in there. Yeah. But you would kill that. There's even September 11th, 2001. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
Terrorists attacked the United States. So... domestic terrorists.
That's it? That's all they put on there? Did they have the Oklahoma City bombing on there?
No,
they didn't. That's a big deal, man. That guy really fucked that building up.
Yeah.
Killed some kids. What an asshole.
Yep, whoever that guy was. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
The Sioux, the Cherokee, the Nez Perce,
yep.
The Duwamish. But the Duwamish are not actually recognized as a tribe in the U.S.
Yep.
They're lumped under the Muckleshoots.
Yes.
Or the Tulalip tribe. Yeah, the Muckleshoot tribes.
Yep, Cherokee, Navajo, Sioux, Chippewa, Choctaw, Pueblo, Apache, Iroquois, Creek, Blackfeet, Seminole, Cheyenne, Arawak, Shawnee.
Mm. Do you think
there's a whole bunch of Crow, Hopi?
Inuit. Do you think, given our current state of things, that song "I'm an Indian Outlaw" is a little racist?
I don't even know that song. What is that song?
You don't know that song? Uh-huh. Cherokee people.
Wasn't he Native American?
Well, Tim McGraw covered it.
Oh.
So I just feel like that's wrong.
Okay.
That's all.
We'll talk about that.
My baby, she's a Chippewa.
Geography.
She's one of a kind.
Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States.
The Mississippi and the Missouri.
Spell Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, you do. What ocean is on the West Coast?
The bigger of the two.
which one's on the East Coast?
West Coast, Best Coast. Pacific's on the left. Atlantic's on the right.
That's right. There you go.
Unless you turn it upside down and then it's backwards.
Uh-huh. Or if you just do 180, it's on top. Name one U.S. territory.
Samoa. American Samoa.
Mm-hmm. Also, Puerto Rico. Northern Mariana Islands. Guam.
Oh, that's right. Guam.
Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. That's where all the virgins are. That's where Muslims go when they die.
I don't think there's any virgins there.
Name one state. I wouldn't mind
living there after I die.
Name one state that borders Canada.
Washington, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota.
Yeah. Very good.
Michigan?
Nope. Yep, Michigan's on there. Sorry. Maine, New Hampshire.
Michigan, Maine, New Hampshire.
Idaho, said that. Alaska.
Does New York count?
No.
Alaska. Oh, yeah, Alaska.
I New York does count. New York's on there.
Because the lakes count as the divider. So Illinois? Is Illinois on there?
Nope.
Because it touches the Great Lakes, but I guess technically it doesn't have a... I don't know. I have to look that one up on a map.
Name just one state...
like a tiny bit.
Name one state that borders Mexico.
California.
Yep.
What are the other two? Arizona?
Yep.
Texas.
And?
New Mexico.
There you go. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
To make little girls ask questions.
Yep.
To represent the original 13 colonies.
Why does it have 50 stars?
Because there's 50 states, and we can't fuck that up by granting statehood to D.C. or Puerto Rico. 52 is just a weird number.
Yep. Why do we celebrate Independence Day? Or when do we celebrate Independence Day? So we can
blow shit up.
When do we celebrate? Just they put that in there just not to freak people out. That, like, what the fuck is going on? Why are they doing
There's
this?
There's a reason everything's exploding on that day.
Yeah.
And like the 2 weeks up leading up to it, and then a couple weeks after, random shells go off.
Yeah. Can you name two more national holidays?
National holidays, Memorial Day and Labor Day. President's Day, Christmas.
Yeah, you would have passed this flying colors. It's actually not that hard.
It's not that hard. It's easier than I thought. People are just real dodos and don't pay attention.
Yeah, I think the earlier stuff, doesn't get taught a lot. What's the highest court in the United States? What does the judicial branch do? Who's the commander in chief of the military? I mean, that can trip some people up if they're just not paying attention in class. And God knows what they're being taught in public schools anymore.
Yeah.
So that's your civic. It is your civic duty, buddy.
It'd be really fun to have one of these, and we send it out to people, and like, don't cheat. Tell us how you did.
Yeah, that actually would be. But unfortunately, this is off too late. Everand. What are two cabinet level positions?
The chief of staff and the
not chief of staff.
Secretary of Defense.
Yep.
And the Secretary of the Treasury.
Yep. There you go. Good job. Good job. See, you'd pass.
Yeah, no problem.
You're a citizen. Good job. You can stay.
It's about time.
You can stay.
I was really hoping I'd be banished to one of our island territories.
Yeah. So this is just the civics test portion of the of it. I guess there's other ones. There's a writing, like an essay one. English reading and writing tests you also have to take, and a vocabulary test.
So do you think we should do an English reading and writing test?
Yeah, I do. I'm in favor of if you want to become a citizen of that country, you don't have to necessarily give up your heritage, so to speak, but you do have to become part of that country.
Sure.
And so if that country is a mostly English-speaking country, then you should be proficient in speaking the language of that country. I wouldn't expect going to like Germany and then not knowing a lick of German. And when they say, well, you should really know, you know, some of our vocabulary and you should know how to read and write in it, and be like, well, fuck you. No, English.
No, I agree. So... But what is that based on? In most of those countries, they have an official language. What's the official language of the U.S.?
Isn't it English?
Nope. We do not have an official language on purpose.
Oh.
Because when the country was founded, it was not predominantly English. It was a mix of lots of, like, think about, like, Louisiana was all French-speaking.
French.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, New England was English-speaking, but, like, there's lots of pockets of German. Like only German. And so there were so many languages that they intentionally chose not to make a national language out of fear of alienating these other populations.
Gotcha.
So there's no official language. That's why I push back on the idea that there should be an English test, because we've never had it before. And our country was founded in a way that says we, like, if you're going to say the Constitution is the law of the land, then there should be no English test.
Yeah, or that since the Constitution is written in English, then English has to be the language of the official language of the United States.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting debate. Like, I don't disagree that knowing English, like if somebody's going to become a citizen, knowing English is a huge benefit. Mm-hmm. And it would be really challenging to get along here without knowing English. That said, Helen's family knows a lot of people, like her neighbor, Grandma Rocca. She kind of speaks English, but you can't understand anything she says. She's this old Italian lady, and she's loud and sounds like she's talking gibberish all the time. But her and her family hardly ever learned English, and they did just fine here. Yep. So,
no, I don't think people would do poorly here, but that's part of the citizenship. They probably do better if they had English. I'm sure there was lots of frustrating times where they couldn't communicate with people here.
So here's what I would say to people who think people should learn English. Show some grace. You don't know how long they've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Help them learn. Don't beat them down. Don't tell them, learn fucking English, go back to your country. Don't be a dickhead.
Yeah.
Because the reality is you don't really speak English either. You speak some bastardized version of English.
That's true. So speak, like, American.
So speak American. American is also Italian and French and German. Yep. And actually, it would be like Native American languages if you really want to talk American.
Do you know what the closest to British English is in America?
I don't. That's
I heard this question. On both on Away With Words and on, I think, Radiolab.
Yeah.
People in the South. People in the South.
Dadgum.
They speak the closest to UK English than any other American. Isn't that funny?
That's interesting. Yeah, that's funny. because we give them so much shit.
Yeah, but it's their accent. It's how they...
So why is it when people in the South talk, they sound kind of...
slow.
Yeah, but when British people talk, we're like, ooh, sophisticated.
Yeah, well, a lot of that had to do with... this was also on, I think, a radio lab, because I think they're just talking about Southern language. And it had to do with a parasite that is known down there that would get in their head and slow them down. And so they had a drawl when they people talked.
People just started talking that way?
Yeah. Because they ran around barefooted. They were mostly poor, and they ran around barefooted, and the parasites would get within their feet, cut up feet and stuff. And isn't that funny?
Slow them down. That is funny.
Bottoms Up, by the way, has nautical origins. It is one theory suggests that the term comes from a naval practice when the ships are being... on their keel were being repaired and they were out of the water. It meant a pause or a break for the sailor. So they would go get drunk because the ship was bottoms up. Mm. I thought that was pretty
That's
funny.
That is funny.
In like some historical context, drinking quickly from a glass or a tankard was encouraged by the vessel's design or by social custom. For example, some believe that the metal tankards used in the past had glass bottoms, so that the drinkers could keep an eye on their surroundings, especially in rowdy taverns and during times of political unrest. Saying bottoms up would then be a way to ensure the drinker was taking a good, quick gulp, allowing them to lower their guard only briefly. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. That is good.
I can't be bothered with your politics while I'm drinking. Thanks for the silence, buddy. What do you got?
Sorry, no, I was like, so this year's, so one of the things I was thinking about is we're like kind of coming up so on this funny. And like recent current events.
Oh, we only want to like 10 minutes.
I know, we're moving quick.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know this, but did you know that leap year, although it's like every 4 years, is not just every 4 years? It's more complicated than that.
No, I did not. Tell me more.
So it's like, so the idea behind leap year is it makes up for a slight anomaly in time, right? So like if we didn't have leap year, we'd end up progressively like being off in our hours of the day. So it's like, let's see, it takes, okay, so we say it's 365 days for a year on Earth, but it's actually 365.24 days for a year. And that 0.24 is like every year it adds an extra quarter of a day to the calendar. And that's why we have leap year to make up for it. So it brings us back into alignment. But it's not just every 4 years. It's also, if I remember right, it's every 100 years and every 400 years we skip a day.
Oh.
So it's like the calendar that's been made up is slightly different. So like...
I don't think we've ever had that.
Yeah, it's very subtle and you might not even know it. But like in the year 2000, we would have skipped a day. Because it's divisible by 400.
Gotcha.
So like, I think I don't know if this is true, but I feel like I remember like we skipped leap year that year.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's more complicated than that. I don't remember all the details, but I think it's really interesting because it's like a longer term, like how do we keep our calendar together?
Yeah.
And they figured out a long time ago when our calendar it's built into it. We just don't necessarily know.
We're on the Gregorian calendar, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like yeah, Hebrew has a different calendar. They're actually a lot of countries have different calendars. I think Koreans have different calendars than we do.
Well, yeah, there's like the Chinese calendar and the American, like they have their own calendar, but it's like the world has sort of like the US has been so dominant globally. Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
That, you know, especially in things like innovation and business, because we found the alien spaceship first.
We did. Roswell, New Mexico. Look it up.
That's right. That's why we're in first place.
First place.
If you're not first, you're last.
That's right. We're winners.
And so like because the U.S. has dominated, because the U.S. has dominated so much business, like, you know, like automobiles and like and tech that, you know, people or the rest of the world has sort of been forced into adopting our number system and our calendars so they can play ball with us. This is why we're so American-centric. We're just turds.
Yep.
I think we're so important because we were important, but...
We're fiants.
Global... Yeah, we're fiants. Go find me on a trail.
Global fiants.
Go... I like that. That's good.
That was good, Johnny. Hey, I didn't have a song set up. I thought I would just play what's number one on Ellen Beats. You want to just do that and see what we come up with?
Yeah, that'll do it. Let's do it. Let's see.
Okay, here we go. And,
before you start.
Oh yeah.
If you any boost you do during the song goes straight to the artist.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, don't want to have to make people reverse.
This is called "More Rogue Money" by Man Bye. Like Quex.
That's funny. I like that.
Here we go.
It ain't got no leader. I give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. That's what Jesus said. They took his cousin's head, then they crucified. But the light he led. Going against the grain. History knows your name. Pledge of trailblazers like Johnny Flynn. I don't follow suit. Nope. I don't follow suits. Nope. Don't just verify. We're just another excuse. Yeah, yeah. Another thing. Yeah, yeah. Get something out of yourself. Yeah, yeah. Give me that rogue money. Give me that rogue money. Sats are worth more than shillings round here. Holding fear is suicide here. So give me that rogue money. Give me that rogue money. Give me that rogue money. Give me that rogue money.
That was good.
I like that.
Okay, good. Oh, that's the next song. We don't want to hear that one. Actually, it's not a bad song, but don't boost that one. So if you like that, you can rewind and boost it again and again and again. That was Man Like Quex and More Rogue Money. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I did too. One quick housekeeping thing. I'm curious if people were interested in swag or merch, what would they prefer?
I've gotten only one answer last time we asked, and that was beer koozies, which I think is
all right. We'll do the stainless steel beer koozies. Yeah, say Acura.
I think that'd be good. Did you get them free from Wayfair?
Found them in a box in the closet.
Did you really?
No. That'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be so funny. Sponsored by Acura.
I did find a couple boxes of Wayfair branded pizza cutters. Maybe I could do something with those.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash. We had the Leffe Blonde, which made me very burpy.
Yeah.
And the Wolcott Whiskey, which is a Buffalo Trace product. I'm not a fan, but it's not terrible. I guess
not my favorite.
Maybe we should have done a side-by-side with like Buffalo Trace or something. I don't know. I would tell you what the word of the day is, but John already guessed it, so I don't have to do that.
Animal shit.
Yep, animal poop. Poop. I like saying poop better because poop's funny. And as we learned on one of our last episodes, I like poop.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for jumping in there, buddy.
I don't know where to take that.
We are a value for value. We're a value for value podcast, which means that we would love your time, treasure, and talent. So if you are so inclined, you can give us any of those things. Your time, helping us out with the few things that we need. We would love jingles being made, stuff like that. I'm terrible at it. I don't think John has any time.
I'm not good at it either.
Yeah. Me no good at it. And we would like your treasure because, you know, this stuff does cost. You know, there's a cost for producing it and publishing it and all that stuff. We want to keep going and drinking it and keep going. And if you found anything interesting, all that stuff is value. It really is. It made your day a little bit better, made the hour go by a little bit faster. We just ask that maybe you might want to give us that value back. Many options: PayPal, Satoshi's Fountain FM, or Get Albie. You know the drill. I've said it over and over again. So any support, we would really, really appreciate, really. Again, I think that's all I got.
Well, including comments and feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's valuable, too. That's the Beyond Treasure. Yeah. You know, for your talents.
Beyond
like,
Treasure.
Give us your connection. It helps us have things to talk about. Helps us challenge ourselves and do things we say.
Yeah.
We know we're not right all the time, but we try sort of hard.
I'm right all the time.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's right. I like that. Beyond Treasure would be your comments.
Beyond Treasure.
Beyond Treasure.
Yep.
You're Beyond Treasure.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You're a jewel.
I want to touch your butt.
And that's it, folks. Sorry. Good night.
Oh, fuck.